Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 433 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Nicholas, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is LegalZoom.com, a company I've used for several different things. You know, you shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What are the choices you have? Well, you could start with LegalZoom. They make it super easy. For over 10 years, they provided a way for regular people like you and me who just don't know any of this stuff to confidently navigate the legal system. They're not a law firm, but that's how they provide value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour, and they also have a number of independent attorneys in their network that can provide straightforward guidance for you in most states as well. You got to check it out. Plus, you could save a lot of money on these services that you need done for your business as well. If you go to LegalZoom.com, make sure you enter Pat in the referral box during checkout to save even more. LegalZoom, promo code Pat. All right, here's today's question from Nicholas.
Hi, Beth. My name is Nicholas Gania. I have a website called InformationCuisine.com. My question is, how can you build a following when your focus is on food, and I'm trying to understand Pinterest. It's its own beast, of course, but do you know any steps that can help me improve on Pinterest? I mean, I have a lack of information in social media. Do you know any advice, Pat? Thanks for listening, man. Anything helps.
Hey, Nicholas, thank you so much for the question. You know, Pinterest is one of those things that I have yet to really take a hardcore look at, but I still wanted to answer this question for you because I think there are some other things you can do. I think it's smart that you know Pinterest is something that's important, and there are a lot of great articles out there that I would recommend you read. There's some great articles on socialmediaexaminer.com, a site run by my good friend Michael Stelzner. A lot of experts in social media actually post about Pinterest on socialmediaexaminer.com, and I would definitely check that out. And especially in the food space, I know a lot of people are using it as well to get traffic, to get people to buy courses and products and recipe books and those sorts of things. So I think it could work out very well. And when you have great images, those tend to get shared and posted on Pinterest, in which case other people who follow those people will be able to come back and see you and your stuff. And when kind of the magic that happens with Pinterest is when you kind of get that viral effect when people start to repin things. So they take kind of your image and they share it with their followers or they put it on their websites, and it always comes back to you and your website to give you credit and drives traffic to your site. And I know a lot of people whose primary traffic strategy is Pinterest. So it's definitely something, like I said, you should look at as well. I cannot provide you step-by-step information on it because I just haven't done that yet. So I wish you all the best with that. But there are other things you can do as well, because food is something that obviously everybody's interested in. And the food blogging community is an amazing one. And I know that through talking with a lot of them that they're very friendly And if you could join communities and forums where other food bloggers live and hang out, you'd be able to learn a lot and pick up a lot of best practices from them as well. I don't know, Nicholas, how connected you are with other food bloggers, but that's where a lot of the magic happens. It's very similar to the personal finance industry, which I'm very involved with, and I've I'm going to FinCon. I'm actually there right now as people are listening to this when the date at which this episode comes out, and which is the Financial Blogger Conference. In that community, they're so closely knit and tight with each other. They share strategies and they help each other out. And the same thing happens in the food blogging industry as well. I'm actually speaking in May next year. I don't think I've announced this yet, but I'm speaking. I'm doing a keynote presentation at a blogging event for food bloggers. So you can actually check that out very soon. If you go to foodbloggingconference.com, you'll see more information about that there. And that would be a great place to connect with and speak to other food bloggers. Also, pinchofyum.com is a website where the owners who were featured in, let me see what episode, Pinch of Yum Smart Passive Income. This would be a great place to listen, actually. So this is episode, so Lindsay and Bjorn in episode 148. So if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/session148, that is titled By Popular Demand, The Story Behind the Success of Food Blog Pinch of Yum with Lindsay and Bjork. And again, that's episode 148 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. I highly recommend you check that out because they talk about everything that they've done to become successful with their particular food blog. And again, they're going to be at the Food Blogging Conference, and so am I. And hopefully I'll get to see you there. That'd be awesome. But there are also some traditional blogging strategies that you could use that work in any niche that you're in. So guest posting is working. Also, I would recommend guest podcasting. So going on other people's guests or going on other people's shows. And I think in the food industry, this is something that could be done a lot more, and even in many more industries as well. I mean, it definitely happens in the entrepreneur online business space, but in other industries, it could be done and with a lot of success, I think, too, because it's sort of like how YouTube. If you go on YouTube and you follow certain personalities, you'll see that oftentimes they'll bring guests on their YouTube shows. And then a lot of times you'll see that person on that other person's show. So it's kind of a share for share or S for S. You see this on Instagram as well. People in the fitness industry use this strategy very well. But it's called basically share for share. And if you kind of offer to give some value to another person's audience, they're going to come and give value to you, and you kind of just grow together. And then that's how a lot of people in the personal finance industry have grown so big. I'm reminded of J.D. Roth from Get Rich Slowly. He and Trent over at Simple Dollar kind of started at the same time, and they both grew together because they kept showing each other stuff. They kind of formed a mastermind together and helped each other out and that sort of thing. So those are quick, easy strategies that you can use to get more traffic to your site, to get more exposure out there, and build a following. I think also putting your personality into your work is going to help you a lot too, because you know there's also obviously a lot of food blogs out there, a lot of competition, but when you put yourself into your own work, you're 100% original, as Chris Ducker says. So you got to make sure that you put your personality into your work and what you do. Don't be afraid to share a little bit about yourself. I mean, this is why I feel Smart Passive Income has grown pretty large over the last number of years, because I am not afraid to inject my personality into my work and in, you know, sharing little bits and pieces of my family life and my hobbies and random things that happen in my life with my audience. And those are all things that make me me. And so why not share those things that make you you, if that makes sense? So don't be afraid to do that. And when you do that and your personality shines, then it's very much easier, or it's much easier. Sorry, my grammar is terrible right now. It is much easier for people to connect with you and on some level beyond just the content that you have, but because it's you, Nicholas. And that's how you build raving fans. That's how you create fans for life. That's how these fans that you create based on their love of you and your personality, in addition to the value that you're providing to them, that's when they share you with their friends. And there is no better recommendation than one from a trusted friend. That was a quote from Mark Zuckerberg. And that's why Facebook has grown as well. So again, keep those principles in mind, Nicholas, moving forward. I believe that will help you quite a bit. And then just keep growing from there. So I wish you all the best of luck with Pinterest and those other strategies as well. Hopefully this has been helpful for everybody else too. And Nicholas, since your question was featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. And you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks to collect that information from you so we could send that to you free of charge. And everybody out there who has a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. We'd be more than happy to listen to your question. Obviously, I can't feature them all because this is only 5 days a week and we literally get dozens of questions a day. But Jessica does a great job of filtering through those questions and sharing the ones with me that would be great for the show. So I look forward to answering your question potentially. Again, head on over to askpat.com and you can just press the record button on that page and start talking into whatever mic you have. I also want to thank today's sponsor, again, LegalZoom.com. They've helped me with trademarking. They've helped me with incorporating Smart Passive Income and Flynn Industries LLC. They've helped me with things like wills and things like that with, you know, all the legal stuff that is involved in your personal life as well. So again, check it out. I mean, yes, lawyers are great and that's probably the best thing to do, but they're incredibly expensive and getting something done is much better than getting nothing done, of course, especially when it comes to legal stuff with your business or your life. You got to check out LegalZoom. They make it super easy. They walk you through step by step the whole process and everything you need to do in order to get these things done, from incorporations to LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more. They are definitely the smart choice and the economical choice as well. So don't let these legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Start building your own future the right way. And again, remember, they're not a law firm, but they do have a network of independent attorneys that can help you by giving you the most straightforward advice that you need. So go ahead and check it out. Save even more by going to LegalZoom.com and entering the promo code PAT during checkout. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day. And this is from Brian Tracy. He says, "A clear vision backed by definite plans gives you a tremendous feeling of confidence and personal power." And I wholeheartedly agree. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, everybody. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.